Brachas Perek Dalad Mishnah Hey Hayroichev Ala Chamor. We're dealing with tefillah as we have been during this parak. He's sitting on a donkey. Yered to daven shmona esrei, he should get down and get off the donkey. Vim ena yochol leyred, and if he's not able to get down, yachzer's panav. So he should, even though he can't get down, he should face Yerushalayim. In the time of the Tanaim, they were in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rav says he should panav yachzer's panav. Facing here means Yerushalayim. And if he's not able to turn to face Yerushalayim, or let's say he's outside of Eretz Yisrael, also the same thing, he can't turn. He should mechaven his lev. He can't physically turn. If he can turn, he should turn. If he's not able to turn, at least he should mechaven his lev keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim, which sounds like pashtus, that in his mind he is facing towards the Beis HaMikdash. So, interestingly enough, this is the way the first halacha in the Mechab and the Shulchan Aruch, this is what he writes, that's what it seems, is that a person's mind and his heart and his body and his face, everything should be mechuvan to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Beis HaMikdash, because that's where all the tefillahs obviously channel. As Shlomo HaMelech says, V'espalu elecha derech artzom, asher nasat alavoysom. This is the way the tefillahs go. So this is the pashtus, the way to learn it. The interesting thing is the prisha has a different pshat, and he's bothered, like, when a person is far away, it's very hard to physically know. Like, very nice with your new Eretz Yisrael, you can get a little closer. But when somebody's far away, it's like a bow and an arrow when you have a target. So if you're close by, the target is much smaller. You can pinpoint where the shot goes, where the bow and the arrow, where the arrow can go. But when you're far away, so you have to make the target much bigger. And it's very hard to mechaven exactly. So you can't even physically turn that way. So he says, like, you just have to turn in the general direction. But if that's true, so then your lave, if you can only turn in the general direction, but you can't really turn, he says, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so how is your lave going to think about yourself if you can't even turn that way? And we just explained that the lave, you know, in your heart to turn that way, if you can't, means picture yourself turning and facing that way. But if I can't even face that way, even I wanted to, so how is my lave going to be able to do it? Which is the question on the Prisha, because the Mishnah actually says, Taisus Anshei Shem asks this, it says, Yichavin es libo keneged beis kodesh hakadoshim. So you see that there is this requirement to face the kodesh hakadoshim. It sounds like even if you're far away and you can't turn. So you see that there's an inyan that your kavana should always make sure that it is mechuvan to the Kodesh Kadosh. So he gives a beautiful pshat. There's a lecha mishnah explains the Rambam actually uses two lashonas by Kodesh Kadoshim. He uses Kodesh Kadoshim, and sometimes he says, like for example by Yisuma, he says that he should daven yichaben es livo keneged hashchina. So, which is an interesting lashon. Why does the Rambam switch from Kodesh HaKadoshim and Shechina? So, Lechem Mishnah explains that what the Rambam means the same thing, really. What he means is not that you should be mechaven in your lev, that in your heart you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that you're thinking of facing direction of Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rather, to think in your mind and your heart that it's right in front of you. That's what it means. So, when we refer to where you face and the direction you face, that's that. Well, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's Yerushalayim. If in Yerushalayim, it's the Beis HaMikdash. North, you face south, like the Gemara says. If you're outside, it's the general direction. If you're really far outside, it's also the general direction. But what about my lave? My lave doesn't think of that direction, exactly the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because how am I supposed to do that? I can't even turn that way. Ella, what does it mean? No, in my lave, in my heart, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Shechin and the Beis HaMikdash is standing right in front of me. That's the way the Lecha Mishnah understands the Rambam, and that's how we would understand the Prisha too. That's what Taisa San Shishem says.